Hi, Coach. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. I'm liking the guitar display we have here.
I am a musician, so here it
Well, how are you feeling today? How do you feel after watching the episode? Obviously, you know what happens, but what was it like watching it?
is. Yeah, it's always surreal. We'll see if you get me emotional like you did pregame, but I'm at peace with it. It was when I was supposed to go. The further you can see this game, I played an amazing, brilliant game and amassed this huge army, Charlie and Mike and Camilla and Angelina. It was like this huge army that was being picked off for no rhyme or reason. Played an amazing game for 14 days and it all just went to shit by myself, And so, I think the more I would have gone in the game, I think the more I would have compromised myself and maybe tarnished my legacy. So it was when I was supposed to go. I was getting messy and sloppy and stupid as it was, right?
I was gonna say, do you think it was the last vote that you drove that people were like, eh? Or do you think it actually started with like the Blood Moon? Obviously didn't go super well for you in terms of who went, you lost Colby. What did you think it where your game went wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I think it, so. I mean, like when we hit the beach and we were all at that huge merge, people were coming up to me and I was having great conversations. I got to that point by having real conversations with real people and making genuine connections. I talked to Devins, talked to Christian, talked to Emily, and I even said, "Hey, you guys are kind of in the middle. Let's go. Let's do this game together." And they were all about it. But I made a huge mistake. I forgot Colby didn't have a vote, and so when Dee said, "I got you," she says, "I got you, Coach. You can step off." Then in my mind, it's like, okay, we got Emily. Let's vote Emily off. I could have stayed up there longer. I could have beaten her. And so I'm sitting down and Colby looks over at me and he whispers, he was like, "Coach, we're screwed." I said, "No, we're not. We still got the numbers." And he was like, "I don't have a vote." And I said the F word and they bleep my mouth and I yell it because it's in that moment that I realize that we're cooked. And so I scrambled and I went to D and started talking about Emily, which was a huge mistake, but I started scrambling, right? And so then, you get through that and, I'm losing alliances left and right, but we still got the numbers. And then we go to the D vote. It's a very simple vote. I literally was like, people were like, "Who do you want out?" And everybody was saying D. And then it's like, "Well, who are we going to put as a second?" Everybody wanted Tiffany, but nobody wanted to vote for Tiffany. And so it was preposterous to me that in Survivor 50, with all returning players that are supposed to be legends, that nobody wanted to split the vote. I said, so Chrissy, you want to go 20? I mean, 12 on D? Yes. You're not going to vote for anybody else? No. You should vote for Tiffany? Nope. Stephanie? Nope. 12 on D? Yes. Okay. Joe, 12 on D? Yes. You don't want to split the votes? Nobody wanted to split the votes. I could not believe it. And so, look. If we would have put 12 on D and that shot in the dark would have hit and I would have gone home, then we would have been sitting here saying, "Dang, I should have fought harder." But that's why I lost it. I was just like, "Dude, you guys," and I started making mistakes, saying to Devins about Christian. I knew they were close, the middle people, and then Rizzo had to like coach me back off the ledge. So, it was just like this effect that
Yeah,
happened.
snowball effect. I was gonna say, in terms of like, do you think being tied to Chrissy helped or hurt you, or didn't really matter at that point? People wanted you out.
I mean, obviously she came up to me actually and she says, "Coach, I messed up. I've been aggressive like you were yesterday." And when she said that to me, I'm like, "Oh man, now we're really cooked." But it was like what it was supposed to be. Like Chrissy and I were day one alliances. Chrissy and I were we had a relationship that transpired out of the game. We had very real moments. We had a beautiful time when I realized it was my daughter's dance recital. And that my wife was, wrangling 270 dancers without my help, and that my daughter was sitting there dancing across the stage looking for me. And I wept. And Chrissy came up to me and she put her arm around me. And it was, just like a really great, beautiful moment. So, we started together, we ended together. It was how it was supposed to be. I think that, the just, that series of events. And I think that Devin's idol had about a 10% impact. I think that we were probably going into tribal 50-50. And then it became 60-40, or we were going in 60-40 and it became 70-30. And so it was just, but I don't blame Chrissy at all. I have nothing but respect for her. And, she doesn't care about Survivor. Survivor doesn't define her. 90% of the people on the season, it defines. It doesn't define me. It doesn't define her. So like we had that in common. We still have that in
Okay.
common.
Yeah, you mentioned your family, and I did want to ask because I think before the game you had told me like people in your life don't love Survivor, right? It's not like something you guys focus on, but what did they think this season watching you? What was the reaction?
Yeah, and I mean, they did support me coming out, right? I just knew that it was going to be hard for them. And if I would have said
Yes.
no, if I would have said no, they would have been happier than if I said yes. They've had a great time. You know, I think that, I live in a small town and I'm, kind of not top dog, but I mean, I'm just, even outside of Survivor, I'm known. In fact, people are like, we don't know you for Survivor. We know you for Symphony, for Drumline, and for this kind of stuff, and for soccer. And so, like the kids do get a little bit of heat, which makes me sad, that people are like, oh, Dragon Slayer, Dragon Slayer. The world is, today, it's like, it's just, a lot of people don't choose joy, and kindness and love. And that's what we're born with. We have that magic inside of us. And I put it out to everybody, and I want my kids to put it out to everybody. It's not always reciprocated, but as far as them enjoying the fact that I'm on TV, yeah, it's pretty cool. We've had some great Wednesday nights.
That's okay. That's fun. I'm glad to hear that. All right, there was a lot of talk, and I know you and Chrissy were close about this Zoom alliance or pre-gaming, which I think everyone pretty much does here or there. But like, how
Yeah.
did it impact your game, or is there anything you want to clear up about that?
No, I mean, I don't even think it's I don't really think it's a point worth talking about. I wasn't on a Zoom. Some it was actually, I think there were some people that FaceTime. I've got an Android. Ha ha. I don't even do FaceTime. So, we've got a Zoom account that they're doing that. It was kind of silly. I don't really know if it had an effect. I think that when people right, I mean, like when people lose, then they're going to find excuses. I don't have any excuses. I own my shit. I messed up and it is what it is. I blame myself. But I think people are searching, people are searching. Like I don't look at that much stuff, but I saw Q, he's like, oh coach, he knew what he was doing with the key. Dude, you're grasping at straws, man. Come on, man. Like
Oh, the
these
key
people are just,
thing.
I mean, I just think that people are just, they're grasping on something, hey, I was inadequate. Hey, I didn't have a good gameplay. Hey, who cares about pregame alliances? I mean, when D said that she talked to Rizzo before the game, I was like, my mouth fell open. I was like, ah, okay, that makes sense. That's an unfair advantage. She was one of the few players that actually knew what Rizzo was all about. Reminds me of, Poverty knowing about Russell before, season 20. It is what it is. Once you're out there, who cares? Right?
Yeah, other things can come up. I want to know what
Doesn't.
you thought about Rizzo because I feel like he has this like reverence for you, and you guys had such an interesting, I thought it was a fun relationship, but what did you think about Rizzo out there, and what do you think of him now, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's like any 25-year-old kid that's going to let back-to-back seasons get to his head, but I think that and I, so I think that that is I think it's gotten to his head. I think he's a good kid. I think that he's I think that he's got a good heart. And I was not going to play with him, but I listened to Colby put a stamp on him. I listened to Genevieve put her stamp on him. And I'm very grateful for Rizzo because, he started the game. It didn't make the edit, but he started the game on that first day. I'm sure you heard him. He said, coach, you're my hero. I started watching. He started the season that way. And Jeff said to me, what do you think about that, coach? And I'm like, I'm not used to people, saying that. And then he said it at the end when I exited. That was awesome. I owe him a lot. I owe him a lot for the healing that took place this season.
Oh, that's great. I love that. Well, I wanted to ask about the other sort of the Aussie factor because that was another one where I was like, oh, maybe there can be some mending here. But after watching last night, I mean, he definitely wanted you out. What was your relationship like with Aussie?
Yeah, it's always been love hate. We've never had the privilege of being on the same beach at the day one. I think that would have changed a lot of things. I
Oh,
think that
good
if like
point.
South Pacific, we would have been on the same beach. I watched during COVID, finally, the history of Survivor, and I thought, wow, if one person deserves to win Survivor, it's Ozzy because he epitomizes the survival aspect of it and the challenge aspect of it. And then we got Crossways, and it is what it is. It would have been a different story. And same as this one, we didn't play on the same beach. I felt, really grateful for him to say to me, you should have won South Pacific. It took a big man to say that. And so that was really cool. And I owe him for that. I think that we got crossways. I think that he's playing a better strategic game than I gave him credit for at the time. So hats off to him for doing that. Look, if he would have voted me off, in a previous season. And if he would have called me out on my fabrication of what happened with the key, I would have been going for him as well. We were like brothers, you know, we've patched things up. At first I was like really angry with him, but it's like, we're like brothers.
We do have
this fraternal bond. Like I really, I don't agree with his life choices sometimes outside the game. And I let that kind of like cloud my judgment. But when I see him, I see this, you know, this beautiful spirit that's trying to do the right thing. He really is. I saw him meditating down on the beach and we had talks about that. So we've patched things up and I got nothing bad to say about him.
Okay. Was there anything, I know Chrissy was like chill in the hammock, like try not, do you feel like if you had gotten up and you started gaming more, it would have helped, or you were like, I was cooked either way?
No. And I don't think I was cooked anyway, but I think, I could have done that. I think it would have helped. I did it a little bit, I did it a little bit, but at that point it was just like, you know, the Dragon Slayer's journey is transcending time. I'm actually making a TV show and I'm going to just take it to the next level. It's actually happened on every season at about this time. I think it was about, 14 days in Token Chains where I said, if you cut off the head of the army and win the war, then then you're going to be Slay the Dragon. And so like, there's always come a time where it's like, I'm going to go on a different path and, you know, whatever happens in the game is going to happen in the game, but my journey would not be on the cutting room floor. And it, by golly,
it definitely wasn't.
Yep.
That's what I want to ask you, like, any regrets doing it? And like, okay, is this closed? Is Survivor closed for you? Or is, you know, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, regret is a wasted emotion. So it's very easy for us to sit here and for me to say, you know, and I was actually kind of feeling that a little bit. I was kind of feeling that. And yesterday morning, I was on my front porch reading my Bible. It's 40 degrees. I've got my coffee. I got my heater on. And Colby calls me and he was like, Coach, I thought you might be on your front porch reading your Bible. And I'm like, Colby, I am. And he was like, nobody's like you. You are absolutely one of a kind legend. Don't let the haters get you down. It was a great way to just be like, yep, you're right. This is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I don't want to go on a bunch of shows. That's not my MO, you know, and I don't really want to go back on Survivor again. Jeff's like our dad. And when your dad asks you to do something, a lot of times, you know, you want to do it. I did not want to go on season 50. I was open with you about
that.
Yeah,
you told me. Yeah.
When Jeff, you know, and I told you about Matt and that was the tipping point. But when Jeff first talked to me on Zoom, he was like, you know, Coach, we can't really do season 50 without you. And I'm like, ah, come on. And I actually told him and Matt, I said, please. I was hanging out with Jeff in Vegas at the Zach Brown concert. I said, Jeff, I said, please don't ever ask me again. And he was like, gosh. So, you know, I would do Traders. Okay. I think, you know, I would do Traders. And if I did Traders, you know, then it is what it is. But if I don't get called for another show, or if I don't say yes to another show, I'm at a great place. You know, it doesn't matter.
Well, it was great watching you, Coach. Like I said, I think regardless, I knew that I was hoping that you would have a good time and the audience enjoyed it. Coach, can you work on a nickname for me? I feel like I earned one. Can you work on it?
Let me just like, I'm just like, if I just think here hard enough, maybe you want me to give you a nickname right now. How about if I don't think about it, but I actually like.
Okay. Whatever comes to mind.
How about the Sapphire Warlock?
Okay. I love blue.
Charming presence. Charming presence. Dangerous bargains beneath the surface, but a focus and a trajectory on the goal, and you will use everything within your power magically and physically and emotionally and spiritually and mentally to make sure that you achieve that goal.
Okay. All right. I like it. Thank you. Sapphire Warlock.
Yep.
Okay.
There you have it.
Thank you, Coach. Hopefully we'll talk again in the future, but it was great catching up today.
Right. I just want to say this, right? Because, you know, you're writing for Men's Journal. Wait till you see the friggin' suits that I pop out on the jury.
Oh, yeah.
You could do a whole spring fashion show on what I'm about ready to unleash on the jury.